I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We'll do a Game of Thrones special report with Schmidl.
Yeah, that's coming up just after 7 o'clock. Yeah. And man, he's still crying.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Social media, everybody's like, the word meh came up a lot. Meh.
Yeah.
You know that meh?
Yeah.
Meh. Meh. Like, meh. Mm. No boobs.
No.
No sex scenes.
No. It's almost like a double whammy. They're depressed at the way the show's gone and the way it's been written here for this final season. They're also depressed because it's gone forever.
Forever.
There's no way to fix it.
Yeah.
So you got a double whammy here making you super, super sad.
Yeah, Alina wrote on her page, she said, what am I going to do on Sunday nights now? And I thought, you're going to do what the rest is going to do.
You know, I mentioned this.
Laundry.
Yeah, really. About 45 minutes ago. Jamie, I'm so glad I didn't get caught up in this thing now.
Oh, me too.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Because
I feel like one of the lucky ones, BJ.
I know. Along the way, you and I contemplated trying to catch up, being a part
FOMO.
Of it. FOMO was it.
We were living the FOMO life.
We were. And now, looking at how sad everybody is, I'm glad I didn't jump on board.
We're the lucky ones. We are the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Maybe I didn't have to.
You didn't have to go that far.
That far. But, you know, we're lucky. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to all the Game of Thrones stuff with Schmidl here in a little bit. In the meantime, though, you'll be happy to know that Kim and Kanye named their fourth baby. Psalm. I'm kidding.
Psalm.
That's how you know somebody out there is going to read it like that.
Psalm?
They named their baby Psalm. They named their baby Psalm.
Hmm.
Why?
Well, it's almost like it's a contest to outdo the baby before that. With
Psalm
the name.
West.
So what are all the names now? There's four kids, right?
Yeah.
Can anybody name all?
There's Chicago.
Chicago.
There's Psalm.
I forgot about Chicago.
There's East or something?
East and West?
I don't know. I forget.
Is it East and West? Northwest.
Northwest.
Northeast.
Is that one?
Southwest. No, maybe it's Northwest. I think it's Northwest.
And then Larry.
And Larry.
And baby Larry.
Okay. So Larry.
Yep.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And Psalm.
Psalm.
Gotcha.
How dumb is this name?
It's bizarre.
I don't even.
It's cool.
You like it?
No.
Oh.
That's what they're doing.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Their mission here is to make it very cool.
It's not cool.
Kid's name's cool, man.
Psalm West.
Everybody's going to say, people are going to start copying this. I got to be telling you that, you know, when it comes to the other kids, nobody's copied Northwest.
Well, no, that's true.
Nobody copied Chicago.
No.
You might as well stop, guys.
I'm going to name my next kid Corinthian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think if you're going to go with Psalms, just go with Jesus.
Well, you might as well at this point.
Go full tilt.
The name is a nod to Kanye West's recent success with his Sunday services.
Yeah, I knew it. I didn't even read that. I knew that.
Yeah, whatever. American Idol named a winner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have the audio. I'm just telling you. The second season of ABC's rebooted American Idol crowned a winner Sunday night last night. And it was 19-year-old King Lane Hardy of Louisiana, also known as the Bayou Boy.
Oh, we do have the audio.
Oh, we have the audio.
Yeah, all right. So here's him winning, okay?
After the live nationwide vote from coast to coast. The winner of American Idol 2019 is... Lane Hardy!
Yay!
Yay, Lane!
I think some people that were watching Game of Thrones rather watch that than what they saw.
Well, I don't know.
It was so good, though, huh?
I got a feeling the ratings are going to be horrible for American Idol.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Because even people that really weren't into Game of Thrones went to parties.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that.
Let me give you a little bit of a comparison here, okay? And I find this astounding. American Idol's probably going to do about, I don't know, maybe 6 million people for the finale because they've been averaging 5. So maybe 6, okay? Game of Thrones possibly did, I would guess 8 million, something like that, okay? That's what the number's been all along, right? Big Bang Theory last week with their finale, 18 million people watched.
Really?
Is that crazy?
That is great, but that's a good show. I like
Big
that.
Bang Theory, 18 million viewers.
Wow. I still haven't seen the season finale. Think of how it would have been if all of us would have watched it at the right time. Been crazy.
No kidding.
Would have been crazy. North, Saint, Chicago, and Passam.
North, Saint. Oh, there's no Northwest?
No.
Oh, that's the last name. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I get it. I do. I had heard Northwest.
So it's North, Saint, Chicago, and Passam. And it says, yes, I hate myself for knowing this.
Okay, so
thank God
that means Passam and Saint are going to be real good friends because they're really biblical.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And North and Chicago are going to be like, yo, we're on the map.
Geographic.
Yeah.
So they're going to be best friends. I like the way they teamed them up here.
I do,
That's
too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Passam and Saint and North and Chicago. This is great. Saturday Night Live had their season finale, and Pete Davidson did a rap song about Game of Thrones.
Can't believe it's coming to an end. It's like my favorite show ever. HBO. Here we go. Jon Snow, dragons, lots of wolves, blue zombies, armor clothes, seven swords, Nintendo, prostitute houses, lots of wine, and a big ass wall. Never miss an episode.
Yo, Pete.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked Game of Thrones. How come you never mentioned it before?
Oh, yeah, I don't really like to talk about my personal life, man. I don't like that attention.
Okay.
Never miss an episode, then toppers and toes, magic and muggles, I assume some crows.
You assume some crows? Pete, this is my friend Grey Worm.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Did you say your last name is Worm?
Yeah, he's never seen the shark.
Yeah, you know nothing, Pete Davidson.
That was real good.
You had to watch. You had to see it.
Did you see it?
I watched.
Was it real good?
I watched it on Saturday night. Saturday Night Live. It's over. They need to just go ahead and move on. I think they gotta get more different actors.
Wow.
They're not that good.
Oh, you didn't like
it? I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it.
Well, you know the guy that does the news thing, Colin?
Yeah.
He just got engaged to Scarlett Johansson.
He did?
Yeah.
I know they were dating.
Yep, and they got engaged. It says Scarlett Johansson and Colin from that news segment that he does on Saturday Night Live are getting married. After 2 years of dating, the couple is engaged. Oh, so sweet. They look cute together.
Yeah.
This will be the first marriage for him, and this will be her third. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Can I just tell you the text we're getting?
What's that?
You guys are idiots. The P is silent.
Passam? No, it's not.
No, it's Passam. We know.
Yeah, look at the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
Duh. Why would you, if it were Psalm, you'd take the P off.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, you think we're stupid? Passam is it. Man.
There is something that Saturday Night Live does that I thought was pretty darn smart this year.
I like the news segment.
I like the fact of how they're airing it. You know, used to, Saturday Night Live, before this season, Saturday Night Live would air at 10:30. It's already ran in New York City. They now air it live.
Yeah, I saw that because I was confused. I was totally confused.
You
I was
get
like,
it twice.
Is this a rerun? No,
it
I
comes
know.
On at 9:30.
I couldn't figure it out.
Is it 9:30 or 8:30? 9 o'clock. I don't know. But it comes on like 9 o'clock. It's live from New York. And then they replay it again after the newscast. So you get a double whammy on it.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, what in the hell? What is this? I don't know. Mm. I got confused and scared because there was so much Saturday Night Live.
There's no reason to get scared.
Well, I got scared. Am I watching? Going to watch a rerun? What is this? Not
terrifying or anything.
It was very scary. Pissed. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson and Colin are getting married again. What do you think when it's like the woman's third marriage and it's your first?
Because
her marriage just didn't last long.
No.
She, let's see here. She got divorced in September 2017. from some dude, Roman or something. They have a four-year-old daughter. And she also was married to Ryan Reynolds, who is hot. But she was only married to him for 2 years. I don't know.
Seems like a bizarre couple. They just don't match for some reason. I don't know what it is.
They look cute together.
Yeah.
She said in an interview a while back in 2017, she said the marriage is a very romantic idea. It's a beautiful idea. And the practice of it can be a very beautiful thing. I, however, don't think it's natural to be in a monogamous relationship. Rot-row.
Does he know that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You might want to tell him before he reads this.
I don't think it's natural to be in a monogamous relationship.
Rot row.
Uh-oh. That's a problem.
That's not good.
Unless he's agreed to
it.
Yeah. There's something bizarre about those two.
Crazy. And then finally, it's sad news. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been canceled after 17 years in syndication. I didn't even know Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still on.
Nobody did.
Did you?
No.
No. All right.
Nobody
well,
did.
Didn't even.
Yeah.
Nobody even cares. All right. There you go. Tablet joke.
All right. When we come back, there's a severe tornado warning for a big part of the country. I mean, a big part.
Huge.
Tiffany. Now, Tiffany is from Denver?
Yeah. She's born and raised in Denver.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, where do you live now?
We live in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Oh, Edmond, Oklahoma.
They moved there because she had to move there.
Yeah, that's north of Moore, Oklahoma, where that horrible tornado was in 2013, I believe it was.
Yeah, leveled the place.
They had to move to Oklahoma because they couldn't afford housing here.
Really?
After being
it was more than that. I couldn't stand the traffic, the trash, the crime.
Whoa.
And
a lot of reasons.
Don't even get me started on that. Yeah,
yeah.
What about
the
shrooms? We have mushrooms now.
Yeah, you might want to come back for that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
All right. So Tiffany, here's the deal. I'm Jamie and I are sitting here watching some of the forecast here for the Denver area. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to get rain and snow. But I noticed that they've drawn a bullseye in the middle part of the country where you are. And they're saying there's a 100% chance of tornadoes today. And they're saying these things could be absolutely devastating.
They're saying that they're going to stay on the ground for a long time.
Yeah, and they're saying that they've never made a forecast like this. They've never put a bullseye out there this large. What are you guys doing?
They're taking it very seriously. I woke up this morning and the newscaster said, if you have a storm shelter, you're going to be using it today.
Oh,
I mean, that's a definite.
Yeah, and I'm still just kind of like, seriously, really? Are we really going to do this? But my husband's like freaking out. Our daughter's school is closed today. We do have a storm shelter, and I have water and candles in there. That's about it.
You probably need some food or something.
Well, I guess. I don't know. We don't really have a safety plan. We're just like, you know, keeping in contact with each other. I'm still going to work.
It's only 8 o'clock there. You got to get provisions.
Yeah. And you need to buy one of those extra cell phone chargers that's already, charged.
Oh, we have one of those.
Okay.
We have one of those.
And maybe
I'm trying to get off of my Game of Thrones last night. I'm very confused about that. So. And yes, I'm a throner too.
She's more upset about
parties as well. I know. I'm in the middle of a
Your
tornado.
Priorities.
I'm in Tornado Alley, and I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's not adding up.
No, something's wrong here.
Game of Thrones, you're going to work. You don't have provisions in your storm shelter. You're a mess.
How big is the storm shelter?
I'll bring some canned foods down in there. I'll pack a bag before I leave to work and go down there.
How big is the storm shelter?
There. If it's like 8 people.
Oh, so
it's like a
nice leg room.
Yeah. You have Wi-Fi down there?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Do you really?
I haven't tried it with the... Well, if you close the door, you might be able to get it. I don't know.
You might want to bring a radio with batteries down there.
Oh, yeah. I'll put that on the list. Thanks, Jamie.
Tiffany is just outside Oklahoma City. They're expecting major tornadoes. Major tornadoes. It's a given 100% chance, and they could be absolutely devastating today. All these people within the area of Oklahoma, Missouri.
Let me tell you something.
They're all being warned.
This is how bad Game of Thrones is. It has screwed with her brain so much that she's not even getting provisions and snacks and stuff for her daughter. She's like, confused. Why are you confused about Game of Thrones? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Well, I was just kind of like, left feeling empty.
Ooh, empty.
And I wanted Danny to prevail. And I can't believe John. It's like they went through all of that for 10 years. We went through all of this for everyone to end up in the same position they started.
Oh son of a gun. Don't you hate
and
that?
And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. And then I don't know why everybody was mad last week. That was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
She warned everybody she was going to. It's blood and fire. That's what she'd been saying for 10 years.
Yeah, nobody bought it.
And you can see the madness in her face.
Oh, you could see it.
Yeah, it was right. It was written all over her face.
Yeah.
And then my friend, he was really upset because he said there were no sex scenes or boobies.
Oh, I forgot all about that. I was just wanting everybody to just get blown up by the dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I love the dragons.
Okay.
All right, Tiffany.
Well,
all right, watch
out.
I'm going
to make my list, Jamie. Okay.
Be safe.
Okay.
You and your family,
We're
okay?
We're thinking about you, though.
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
I'll let you guys know how it goes tomorrow.
Okay.
Please do.
All right, yeah, we're going to check in with you.
Okay.
Bye,
thanks.
Tiff.
All right, bye.
Bye.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.